Okay, January 20th, 2006. PLW question for Kuo is, Kuo, so much of the New Age rhetoric that I've been hearing on the internet in the past few months is very similar to dialogue we shared 10 years ago in our online spiritual study groups. The talk is of ascension, dimensional shifts, Earth's awakening, the arrival of the Aquarian Age, and so forth. There is clearly a cycle to all this, and different waves of people appear to be initiated into these ideas annually. I can remember a decade ago when spiritual brothers and sisters were ascending and leaving our study groups to go back into the world and take on new tasks. Please talk about the different waves of ascension and the why and how of the way it affects us all so differently. I'm fascinated at the differing timelines to this. I have a sense that ascension has been taking place since the beginning of time of some kind. Please offer any comments that you might have about this.
We are those known to you as the principle of Akua. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we come to you this day. We thank the ones known as Steve, Sandy, and Carla for forming the Circle of Seeking this day. It is a great privilege to be asked to join your circle and to speak with you about these buzzwords of the New Age, ascension, dimensional shift, and the Aquarian Age. We are most happy to do so. May we ask, as always, that each use their discrimination in listening to our thoughts. If the thoughts seem good to you, please use them. If they do not, please drop them and move on without looking back. We would not wish to create a stumbling block in your own experience. If you will guard your discrimination carefully, then we will feel free to share our opinions without being concerned that we might infringe upon your free will. We thank you for this consideration. It is an interesting thing to speak concerning this topic, because the surface aspect of the topic is indeed full of cliches and buzzwords. If one moves beneath the surface of this topic, however, one finds an authentic thread of information that is part of what this instrument would call the eternal wisdom. There are indeed cycles upon your sphere within your solar system and within your galaxy that are impinging upon your Earth at this time. It is an amazing time of the collection of old and its eventual disposal and the dawning of a new heaven and a new Earth. It is indeed that time that has been predicted. And discussed for many of your centuries and even millennia. it has been a part of the indigenous culture of several of your religious and cultural systems. Depending upon the source who is studying these systems, they are either religious or mythical. However, the basic concept of there being cycles of time that covered thousands of your years, and that had to do with the precession of the stars in their courses, is a part of the very fabric of all of the cultures of your planet. There are very few of your peoples that do not have, in one way or another, the story of large portions of time within which entities proceed until they come to the end of the perceived time of things being as they are. And there is, at that time, a sea change. One tide goes out and another tide comes in. And there is a new way of experiencing time and space. As we have discussed with this particular group before, the cycle that is now ending is marked as ending approximately at the end of the year 2012. It is indeed, among other things, a cycle that is astrological in nature, where there is a shift in the energy that is at the heart or the womb of the space-time continuum, as this instrument would call it. The energy has shifted almost entirely as we now speak. The departing energy is an energy that has the nature of water, which is the nature of your body and the nature of so much of your planet. It is shifting over to an energy that has to do with air and fire. And these energies are interpenetrating the basic third density energy, shall we say, of water. This is causing tremendous changes in your planet and in your body systems, as that very watery medium that is the interior of your body experiences this tremendous interpenetration of the new energies. This is, in general, the larger cycle that we would talk about at this time. And it is, as we said, an authentic change of the way the core of your experience comes to you. You are one of the last generations of those who experience third density in a third density activated body. There are, upon your planet at this time, many entities who have a dual activated body. Their energy bodies being activated both in third density and in fourth density. And this brings us to the discussion of a whole different set of cyclic patterns that the questioner has observed quite accurately, we feel. Let us talk about some of these cycles of those who are approaching the information for the first time. This instrument, being in her 60s, is one of the early type of wanderers that no longer are coming among you. This instrument and many, indeed millions, of those who were called to the travail of your planet came among you as pioneers of a kind. They chose to incarnate in third density bodies, but they also chose to come into third density with a certain degree of awareness of their home densities, which were mostly those of fifth density and sixth density social memory complexes. There are a few fourth density positively oriented wanderers among you at this time, but for the most part, if you are a wanderer, you are probably either from the density of wisdom or from the density of unity, that density in which wisdom and love are balanced. Indeed, the majority of those who are among you at this time as positively oriented wanderers are those from the sixth density, and your interest in coming to Earth at this time was to improve the balance of love and wisdom in your active, conscious personality. The reason that this was so attractive to you is that within the boot camp atmosphere of third density, you can get a lot done in a very short time if you have the dedication of your will to a chosen and carefully manicured or carefully articulated goal. The key is continually to review your goal and your dedication so that you maintain a focus over time. The great difficulty with wanderers of this type is that they may fail to wake up to who they are. Many of those among your wanderer population on this planet have indeed not yet awakened. However, under the pressure of the increasing dynamic between the new fourth density energy and the old third density energy, the polarity that is native to each of your systems is being tweaked and prodded by these dynamic energies so that it becomes more and more obvious to entities that there is something going on to which they need to wake up. That is one large generation, if you will, of those to whom this information is especially important and attractive. The next wave of entities which came upon your planet are those which arrived in births during the 60s and 70s. These were an intermediate type of wanderer whose goals were not so much oriented to work in consciousness within their own personalities. These were entities who were still hearing the travail of planet Earth as the planet itself became more and more reactive to the energies of hostility and aggression that have been increasing among your global population in response to the increasing dynamic betwixt the light and the dark, that which is to come and that which is ending. These entities were less concerned with their own studies and learning, and more concerned in a more urgent fashion, or with a more feeling of urgency, to wake up and create a shift in consciousness among the tribes of Earth. Among these wanderers, there is a tendency to be overly concerned with the urgency of the situation. And so in many cases, the problem is not waking them up, but rather moving them to a more balanced and calm point of view, where their very real skills can be more fully used. And so, to this very large bunch of wanderers, we find the challenges of awakening being very slight, but the challenges of spiritual maturity to be much larger. The third generation of those who have moved into the energies of planet Earth at this time from other places in space and time are those pioneers of fourth density who have wandered here with the firm intention of helping not only the planet's people, but the planet itself. These entities are equipped with the ability to withstand a tremendous amount of disharmony and chaos. They do not do this with a great deal of native joy, but their makeup is such that they are capable of independent action and have little use for the traditional kind of authority which expresses itself in your established religions and those cultural icons such as the classical philosophies and so forth. To these entities, the earth itself is speaking. These entities are often called the indigo children or the crystal children. There are many words to try to describe the difference betwixt this generation of wanderers and previous ones. The hallmark of this breed is an insensitivity to traditional modes of expressing religious dedication while maintaining a great sensitivity and an authentic feeling for the most intensive kind of work in consciousness that is chosen by the self, for the self, and created as an individual expression, rather than there being a great desire to become a part of an already established religion. Nevertheless, in this last generation of wanderers, there remains a feeling for the group. So you will find entities in all three generations whose interests include the desire to reconnect with their families. This group of large groups which constitute the wanderer population of planet Earth. We naturally encourage all wanderers to awaken, to be aware that entities that they meet may well be entities from their larger group, since there are millions of wanderers upon Earth. They have in common a tremendous love for the planet, for its people, and for the Creator, and a serene and undisturbed belief and faith in an unconscious and carefully protected part of the personality shell, that they are in the Creator's service and part of the Godhead principle. There is a small group of entities who are native to planet Earth. These entities have won through, in some cases, to graduation, and have indeed graduated, but have decided to move back into third density incarnation to see what they can do to bring the rest of the people of the planet along with them in embracing the light. Then there are people who come from many different places who have entered your planetary system as souls from other third density planets that have failed to complete their third density. These include entities from the planet you know as Mars, where they were unable to finish out third density because of creating conditions that made their third density planet uninhabitable. These entities have in common with the Indigo Wanderers a great desire to be stewards of planet Earth, to stop the destruction of the planet that your peoples have thoughtlessly promulgated over the last 200 or so of your years, and to restore and reconstitute a healthy third density planet to leave behind as third density on planet Earth closes itself out. This will not occur suddenly in terms of there being a necessity for a sudden change of third to fourth density. Rather, there will be a time of between 1 and 300 of your years from the probability, possibility vortices that we now look at, where your peoples will be able to continue to incarnate in third density to continue to heal the planet and to harvest those entities who are ready now to choose light over darkness, love over fear, and the lessons of the compassionate heart over the lessons of self-interest. These are the cycles that we see at this time. The great cycle is that cycle of almost 76,000 years that coincides with your astrological periods. During this 76,000 year period, your Earth has had three harvests. What this instrument would call three minor cycles. Third density is made up of three of these minor cycles. Your third cycle has now matured. Its patterns are being seamlessly finished. Each of your entities are choosing at a soul level their choice of polarity, their choice of service, and their choice of learning. We are here to speak with those who have chosen to polarize service to others and to attempt at this time to find out how to open the heart and to seek the truth of that heart. We are here to help you in any way that we can with that task. It is a formidable one, and it has been our pleasure to work with groups such as this for some of your years now. We have seen a tremendous dawn break upon your planet. We realize that the outer picture remains grim. We ask you to look beyond the surface. Those who are in power upon your planet have a great tendency to be oriented service to self. It is natural for this to be so at this time, as the dynamic between service to others and service to self becomes more and more obvious. This, however, does not have much to do with life as lived by the majority of those upon your planet. In general, we see the peoples of your planet awakening in record numbers all over the globe. It is very exciting to see and feel the energies of your people stir and become aware of the fact that there is something happening that they can be a part of that is truly positive and that will truly change the face of the earth. It is a dim awareness yet, but there is a stirring that cannot now be put back to bed. And those among your people who are indeed service to self are most troubled to feel the muscularity and the power of the awakening of the tribes of Earth. It is occurring. Groups, small and large, have begun banding together for positive purposes, not to gain power or to maintain power, but to share power with those who are powerless. That time is now arising when the last shall be first. The hungry shall be fed, and the rich shall be sent empty away. It is a time of rejoicing, for it is the herald of a new day. There is a great deal of difficulty that is inherent in the changing of the guard, as it were. Your planet will continue to go through difficulties. The weather will be disturbed as the natural processes of your planetary change are pursued in an inevitable and appropriate manner. Do not be dismayed. This is a time that may try you physically. You may be caught in difficult weather or in times of trouble, where people are without power and having to respond to the trauma through which the planet itself is going as it releases a good deal of what this instrument would describe as hot air. There is a tremendous amount of heat that has been stored in the planet through its natural processes of cooling. As the planet expands, there are bands of points of heating that must come up through the crust of the planet and express the extraneous heat so that the planet itself does not break apart. This has changed your weather patterns. The tendency of your more developed cultures to misuse high technology and create further difficulties with the air, the water, and the earth in terms of its organic balance have accentuated these natural processes of planetary change. So these cycles have created for you who are in incarnation at this time an interesting and challenging environment in which you cannot guarantee that things will stay the same. There is the feeling of planetary change in the climate as well as in the climate of the emotions and the heart of the people. We would encourage you at this time to realize that you are here not to be concerned with these changes, nor to react in fear, but rather to lend to this environment, which could be distressing for many, the comfort of your faith. Many are listening and looking for some indication that there is hope and positive expectation possible for those upon planet Earth at this time. And so we would say to you that if you are awake and if you wish to serve, you are in an excellent position to do so simply by being who you are. Please see yourself as magical, powerful parts of the Godhead principle. You are spiritual entities who have chosen to take flesh for very laudable purposes at this time. And we do praise you for having the courage to come into incarnation at a time that is very challenging to the senses. For those who would wish to remain safe and unchallenged, this is a difficult time. We ask you to respond to these waves of intense energy that you are feeling, not with fear, but with faith. Take this opportunity to stand on your own two feet and remember who you are and why you're here. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, you are little lighthouses able to take that breath and that energy of life and bless it with your firm intention to serve. The glow and the radiance of your beings shall be a beacon for many. You do not have to explain or discuss or do anything to be light workers at this time. You have only to be yourselves and to know yourselves. So we would ask you to investigate and explore who you are and why you are here. We thank you for this question, and at this time we would ask if there are any questions with which you would wish to follow up. We are those of Ukua. We find that there are no more questions at this time, and so we would thank you for calling the circle. It has been our pleasure to be a part of your meditation, and we have greatly enjoyed the beauty of your vibrations. We are known to you as the principle of Kuo, and we leave you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, Adonai. Adonai. As we